sounds of every kind.
An ear full of music.
A little something extra.
An arm full of you.
Let me show you a few things.
You might have this.
Turn the radio up.
To the earful.
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine, why not do it with some style?
This is how we do it.
The Earful Backtracks.
The 90s. We have time travel to the 90s, Ty.
Where are we, man? What year is this, man? What's even happening?
Why are we wearing flannel shirts, Ty? Why are we listening to Fatboy Slim?
Because.
And liking it.
Yes.
Fudge, yeah.
No guilt. There's no guilt.
You know what? Welcome to the freaking earful, people.
Hey! We're back, Tom.
Oh, dude, we are back in rare form, Ty, with episode 9. And what are we calling this, Ty?
I think we have to call it 90s.
Ooh, baby, 90s.
The 90s.
I can't think of anything more fitting, man.
That's D-E-E-Z.
Ooh.
I mean, come on.
Welcome to the Earful, people. We're doing something a little different with this episode. We're doing something that we're calling Earful Backtracks. And basically what that is, we just pick our destination, whether it be the 70s, 80s, 90s, who freaking knows? Future music, we don't know yet.
You don't know.
Anything could drop. Favorite folk song, favorite... possibilities are endless, man.
It's going to be wild.
But this is a fun departure, and I got to give it to Ty, man. In our typical back and forth that we do when we're creating these episodes, it's always like, hey, sometimes we get on a run with a feel, and Ty just was straight up like, dude... 90s episode, because he had been jamming some 90s. So he put me to task, which I enjoyed. And I got to say, for both of us, this is not your typical 90s playlist.
Yeah, it's not going to be what you know.
Like, if you think there's going to be a Spice Girl or an Oombop, you need to just stop listening right now.
You can stop, and we're okay with that.
We're totally fine with that. But basically, we piece together our usual earful with a special episode, with a 90s-themed episode.
This was fun.
I'm excited, man. And
a lot of fun.
Speaking
music.
Of excited, though, it brings me back to 1998 me. That bringing that in with Def Mix Throwdown, that's Fatboy Slim, and that's On the Floor at the Batik Live. And I will say, even to date, it's probably one of the, I would say, best live DJ sets ever.
Amazing.
It's out of control. And if you can ever get the album, oh my God, of the vinyl, I'm so jealous. But if you can just listen to that in its entirety, it's a great freaking album, dude. It jams
Start
super hard.
To finish. Agreed.
And Ty, you kind of led the charge with this, man. So let's kick out your first jam, dude.
Do it.
Title match up here. Over here now, the little dibby dibby corner.
Gangster. It's the 90s.
And in the big corner.
You come out strong, son.
And win. Step good, call you great. And my name is Cockney O'Dyer, and I first come fire. But first, listen.
I hear the sound of a beat in the background. I hear the sound of a big fat beat. I hear the sound of the heavyweight beat down. I hear the sound of the heat you beat.
Yes.
This right here is Freestyle Fellowship, and the song is Heavyweights. This is another great album. Yeah. Like, do you know?
Yes, I did jam a little of this.
Straight to finish. Straight to finish. Start to finish.
I like pretty, straight to finish, though.
It's pretty fantastic. The album was Inner City Griots. That's with a G. Griots.
Yeah, dude, they're just a really badass fucking hip-hop group, man, of that time. L.A. represent, dude, and a lot of big names came out of that, man. Ace Alone, Micah 9, Peace, Self Jupiter. I mean, dude, they were, I mean, listen to these freaking rhymes, dude. Just... and stop that bullshit. Yo, I'm done, but we are in from the next step and we're tied. 48 beats, 12 bars, 320 milliseconds for the record. I just attested and left the question. I gotta say, I don't feel like we've started off an earful with a hip-hop track. Congratulations, Ty.
I'm super happy about it.
Yeah. Dude, it's great. Dude. It's perfect. It's fitting. To note the quotes of every weights and every coat. Oh. But there's
777 days away. I'm amazed to say nobody... And
my contribution,
now,
number two. Guilty pleasure.
No guilt.
Get sad. The Beta Band. This is the definition of my life. Lying in bed in the sunlight. Choking on the lemon tablet. Talk to give in the hope of saving me.
I do know about the Beta Band.
You know that Beta?
But I didn't really listen to it in the 90s. You know,
oh, so you kind of caught them later?
Later on.
Yeah. I caught them in the 90s, and right around when this album came out. This is, if you haven't heard, the Beta Band is obviously their Scottish musical group, formed in 1996. And they kind of are attributed with the folktronica movement of music, and you can obviously hear that in the tones of their music. It's great.
First time I heard this, I thought it was a Beck song for some reason.
Yes. That's great. It's interesting you say that, Ty, because I do agree that it stinks of Beck.
I don't know why.
Especially on this track. But this is very Becky.
There's something about it. It's delicious as hell, too. I mean.
Yeah, man. And they were kind of only around in that little pocket of time, really, because they didn't do much. The Beta Band, they went on and did a couple side projects, the two guys that formed the Beta Band. But,
really?
Yeah, they did a, you know, just like instrumental things. I think one of them was in a band.
I like the word folktronica, too, I guess.
It's easy on the tongue.
Made me smile.
Folktronica. It's a great chorus here. Take me in, draw the rain. Take me in, draw the rain.
Take me in, draw the rain. The rain, the rain. Cheers, Beta Band.
Total cheerzo to the Beta Band. Moving on. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I need a disco ball to just come down from the ceiling right now.
This is another crazy find. I didn't know this at all, actually.
Oh,
I just
never
found
heard
it.
Of this, Ty.
Just found this album, and wow. It's Model 500's The Band. Black. Oof.
Black. Oh, black. Lord.
Oh, I got a lot of play for a minute. Yeah.
I don't want to even touch it. It's going to burn my fingertips.
Night Drive. Time, space, transmat.
So 95 this dropped.
Yeah. And the album was Classics.
It's super tasty, Ty. It's like robots make love to this song.
I've also been finding a lot of robot music lately. I can't help it.
Lots of robots and sex. That's been on the plate right lately.
What can you do?
Yeah, they go well together. But obviously, it said here, artist Juan Atkins, they're saying that he is widely credited as the originator of techno music. You kind of hear it, obviously. I mean, it's the birth of it. I mean, it was around that time, that pocket, when techno really took off. It's got that beat, that for sure.
Something, it is Detroit techno.
Oh,
which,
yeah, they did say Detroit. So what makes it different? What makes it Detroit techno?
I don't know. I can't say I know it all.
Mom's spaghetti? Dude, get it.
I will say there's something that stinks of Detroit about it.
but I don't know what or why that is. And Duncan, if you're out there listening.
I feel like we just anointed our new adjective here on the Earful. It's way too Detroit, man.
So Detroit. God, too much
it's
Detroit
so
on
Detroit,
it.
Bruh. Let's jazz this bitch up a little at the
disco. Do it.
At the disco. Chris Joss, man. Get it, Chris Joss.
Did you go and just raid all your vaults for this? For the 90?
Or did you I pulled one or two. I pulled, I think, two from my iTunes.
Personal.
But others, I just kind of knew, like, they came up in my mind. I was like, oh, he was from the 90s or whatever. Like, they came up. Like, Chris Joss was one of those people.
Yeah.
Like Chris Joss is obviously, he got real hot on the kind of the trails of, like, when Ocean's 11 came out and, like, David Holmes was, like, doing all that kind of this stuff, you know? It always had a real swanky throwback feel.
It's another
but it's
French
also
guy.
But it's also real housey.
I mean,
Frenchie, dude. The Frenchies, they're all multi-instrumentalists, man.
All the Frenchies.
Oh.
Do you have any drugs? This is awesome.
Hey, man, are you holding? Yeah, this was 1999, so this was kind of on the turn of it, you know what I mean? But this was a big thing, this acid jazz lounge explosion of that time, man. This was like, it was that pocket. It was like that fucking soundtrack music.
I know I've said that we can't say it all the time. This is pretty sexy.
I feel like we're entitled to at least one a show sexy drop.
Okay.
This deserves it. Cheers to this sexy track. Ow! All right, Ty, shake it up. Had never heard of this band, Ty.
Me neither. This was another.
Really? You just stumbled on this?
Yeah.
Who's this, Ty?
This is Floraline.
I would have said Floraline.
Floraline.
I believe it's Floraline.
I'm not positive.
No, maybe Floraline. It could be pronounced
that
way.
It might be Floraline.
In its native tongue of Atlanta, Georgia.
And also self-titled. I don't think they did many albums. But this was some sort of magical
album.
To pin
this in the 90s, though, it's a little weird because it doesn't sound like a 90s
It's some weird Euro band, right?
No.
Out of Atlanta. Well, that's what it is, though. It's very Euro pop.
Yes.
The music. Which you don't expect at all when you find
out. All I could find on them is they were a pop rock band from Atlanta, Georgia.
From Atlanta, Georgia.
If you know more about Floraline or Floraline, hey, throw that at us. Jams, though.
This was another one of my albums. It was an album that was a magical album.
Oh, so you reached in and pulled this out of your vault?
No. I did just find this.
Oh,
but
you
the
just
album
found this. Sorry.
Really is magical. Like, when I found it. I'm sorry, man. I hear this, I can't.
It's
talk.
Okay. It looks like he should be looking at a Teen Bop magazine right now. He has stars in his eyes. It's amazing.
Luckily, I've been finding a lot of beautiful music lately. And
Ty, this is great.
Floraline really was. Floraline. I don't know why I say it that way.
1999 with that as well. So in that same pocket of time,
they really
sir.
Are Euro disco pop from Atlanta.
Hotlanta. All right. Well, this is my pick. More Chiba, Bulletproof. I got to say, guilty More Chiba fan.
I am too, man.
1998. Obviously, they're an English electronic band, but they had some pretty decent albums and tracks.
I broke this CD.
Oh, you broke it?
I had to buy
Why?
It again.
I had the CD
all the
as well.
Scratches.
Let me ask you, since we're kind of time traveling, we're talking about the 90s. Talk about your setup, man. Did you have like the big CD binder that you brought in everywhere?
I went
the big,
through so
like,
many of
the
those.
Case
and
logic,
then I had
the
like,
case logic one.
I had multiple case logic.
Multiple case logic.
I had a few. It depended on what it was. Like, I had the vault case that had a whole ton of shit.
I remember that one.
The car cases. Like, they were the... They had all my different genres. I had a funk. I had electronica. I had,
right.
I had all my different stuff, but... lots and lots of CDs.
Yeah, me too.
I still have a ton of CDs.
I remember even having just giant Case Logic things of burned CDs.
I'm sorry if you don't know, Tom had a fire recently, but
oh, that
do you
does
still
not
have
exist.
Any CDs?
No, I have no CDs. The fire cleansed myself of CDs.
All done now.
All done, yeah.
I still have two boxes.
That's a lot, dude.
I don't know why.
That's a lot. You should look through them, man. And again, maybe that'll even be like, oh, you'll find that gem of an album you loved back then.
I have them because you always tell yourself you're going to put all these into digital format.
Yeah, which was always a task, though, you
know? It's such a task.
But yeah, if you like that track, dude, More Chiba still keeps going on, man. They're still pumping out albums to this day, but you can go back with them, dude. You can go back. Oh, my bad. Oh, sorry. That was a malfunction. Hey, first malfunction in the 90s show. All right, come on now. Play, baby. Come on, baby. Oh, yeah, that's high.
I couldn't help myself with a couple.
Cocteau Twins. They were a staple of this scene in the 90s,
really?
For sure. Cocteau Twins. Yeah.
This
another
album,
Scottish
Lake,
band,
Las
dude.
Vegas
we got two
too.
Scottish bands on the fucking roster. Right?
Yeah. I've had some sexy parties with some Cocteau Twins.
You've had sexy parties?
Sexy parties. Yeah, you know, it's playing in the background. Hey, girl, what are you doing?
This is some good strike-up, you know, kind of conversation music. I like it. Oh, yeah.
The song is 50-50 Clown. This is right on 1990.
This is a sexy 90s party I would like to be invited to.
So, you know, we provide you guys with some music. We go find some stuff, but we do highly recommend that whatever service you use, however you do it, you pay them back somehow. Just somehow.
Just somehow.
You can buy a t-shirt. You can buy an album. You can go to a show. Whatever it is you like to do, we're happy that you do it. But we just want to make sure that somehow you support music because
Preach.
It supports you.
Amen.
And it supports everybody. I mean, it's a wonderful thing.
Dude, preach it, son. Exactly. Give on back.
Oh, shit!
I'm going to give on back with the New Deal.
I don't know if I know. Do I know? I don't think I know.
Yeah, the New Deal, man. Actually, you know, the New Deal is an interesting... That's a kind of an interesting thing because I remember seeing the New Deal live... And, like, it was literally in a venue where there was, like not even 50 people in it. Like, this was back in... Because this is a 1999 album. This is Back to the Middle. And this is off, I think, one of their live tracks. But they're a three-piece electronic band from Toronto, yo.
Yo!
But, yeah, I totally saw a show of theirs in Northampton, Mass. Like, there was, like, 50 people. And they just melted faces, man.
Saw this with 50 people?
With 50... Well, not this track, but, like, this ensemble.
Yeah,
play.
Yeah.
They were fucking mad fire, dude.
Mad jealousy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do. You show up at a beautiful show, you see something amazing, and it sticks with you, and it's... Yeah.
That's the true fandom right there, man. You're in those little moments, those little pockets with bands, you know? But only live. Like, a live moment is just... But it's a lot of this, man.
The New Deal. All right.
They get swanky. New Deal.
I'm into it.
Yo, the New Deal. 1999. Oh, Lord. Okay, too much organ. This was a great choice because I'll be honest with you, who didn't love fucking Blackalicious?
Blackalicious is one of my all-time favorites.
I'm so glad to see it pop up on this list.
I really couldn't help but pick this. And I'll also say, funny story about this track.
Fucking love
this jam.
We're going to learn to hear words with vowel A, D,
All right, this is Blackalicious A to G. If you don't know about this song,
go
it's
fucking
pretty
listen
fantastic.
To it now. Actually, go and listen to all Blackalicious right
all
now.
All of it.
All of it.
This That's is an the first song that would come up on my phone, and my phone, when it would just play when I got in my car, it would always play this song first.
Wow.
And I don't know why. Like, I would, while I was picking whatever music I was going to play that day, A to G would always come up. I don't know why.
Maybe because it has A in the beginning?
Yep. It was that. That's why. I'm pretty
high. Oh!
Down consistent capacity. Next, we'll hear words that start with letter D.
Done did that, done did this, diddle don. Domination, don't dignify diction. Doing it deep down, dialect during doomsday. Duck, devastate.
No guilty pleasure about that. It's great.
And I even like followed up. I mean, I've listened to every Blackalicious out, and he's just, it's just solid, man. It's just I mean, and for those of you who have not been on the pulse, I guess, or have paid any attention, Blackalicious is an American hip hop duo from Sacramento, California, made up of rapper Gift of Gab and DJ producer Chief Excel, and they put out some terrific sounding shit.
Gift of Gab too, all sorts of beautiful stuff came out of him.
99 too, man. 99's been a hot spot on this countdown. I gotta give you that. Yeah, well, let's totally shake it up with this. This is way different. This is from the vault. Donnelly Yours, Mr. Wilson. 1996, man. This is like right in the mid-90s. Late 90s.
Somehow, how old are you again?
Oh, I'm 35.
You're 35.
Good friend.
I'm
so this
32.
This was in the sweet spot. I was in high school, obviously, at this time. This is a super weird band that I remember my friend turning me on to, and we had actually talked about it on the past Earful, a tie. What was the band that played with all the toys?
Self.
So this has this kind of Self vibe where they're playing on the Optagon. And the Optagon was this kid's home organ that was put out in the 70s by Mattel. And so this P. Hicks, and he basically did this. He took and made all the songs on the Optagon, but he just made these badass like beats and beds behind it.
Love. I bet you anything there's an Optagon on that Self album. They use so many terms.
Oh, sure, dude.
This is fantastic. I didn't know. You got to realize I was 11.
Well, your 11-year-old self will appreciate if you listen to that full album. Good choice, Ty.
Another all-time favorite. We're doing 90s. We're doing the backtracks. You know, I got to throw a couple babies in there. And Stereolab is fantastic all the time.
They're consistently awesome. And they've popped up. Their stuff has popped up on past Earfuls, Ty.
I played side projects.
Oh, okay.
But
my apologies.
But
yes,
not
that's true.
Actual Stereolab.
We've been in the atmosphere of Stereolab.
That is very true.
Good jam.
This jam, Miss Modular, off Serene Velocity. This is Dots and Loops.
Fucking
this
tasty.
Album. And Dots and Loops is one of my all-time favorite albums, too.
It's perfect.
But yeah, English French. They're pretty French. But
they're French enough.
Avant Pop. They were formed in 1990. That
yeah,
it's, right.
I saw they were formed in 90, so maybe it took them a little bit while to get to like prevalence, but hells yeah. They had great, man. They did great everything, man. I don't like a Stereolab album.
No. They're all tasty in their own right.
Well, taste out to this.
Thank you.
excellent taste-making skills on this episode of The Earful, friend. Really,
you as well, sir.
Delicious little tidbits. Stuff I'm going to go back and listen to for show.
I love what I'm learning all the time. Thank you, Tom.
Dude, and with that, we actually hit numero 12, our final track.
Drop it.
On our 90s Earful. Yeah, man, this is a super obscure band. I mean, I'm sure people have heard of them, but Moxie Fruvis, man, they scream fucking 90s.
I like to keep it in the refrigerator.
Moxie Fruvis, they're billed as a politically satirical folk pop band from Thornhill, Ontario, Canada. Dude, Canadians.
A letter to you from where I've been holed up.
You think they're polite and they're awesomeness?
They seem like total white, cool dudes.
The gas is off, it's a national showdown. I wish that I could visit you, my sweet betrothed.
It's all about the chorus.
We'll be free or we'll be dead.
Happy birthday, Trisha. I'm in the Michigan militia. Happy birthday, Trisha. I'm in the Michigan militia.
Ty, we know we do it every show, and I guess
we got
on track 12 is an opportune time. Let's plug it up, son.
We got to plug it up. So, you know, if you're listening to us, we hope you also listen to our parent show, the show we were birthed out of.
The show of shows.
We still have their, birthing sack we're cutting off of us right now, but we are part of the Oh No Radio Show. You can find us at ohnoradioshow.com. We do a show every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m.
Goddamn right.
You can find that on www.mixlr.com. That's mixlr.com/Oh No Radio Show. We also have Twitters at The Real Oh No ONRS. Sorry.
That Twitter, son.
And if you want to find us on Facebook, all you have to put in is Oh No Radio Show, and we're all over that. We have a group. We have a page.
Yeah, we're pretty all over that.
Come follow us. Come hang out. Give us feedback. Tell us what we should listen to. Maybe not in the 90s, but, you know, more current or later. No. Actually, whatever you listen to, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we're all about you kind of sharing the wealth. And, you know, we've actually had people, listeners, actually, which
has
been cool recently, have submitted these tracks for us to listen to. And I think what we plan to do is start integrating those into shows. And we even see a group in the future, foreseeable future, where we could maybe even have our own Facebook group and we can be all in there throwing in tunes, man. Just throwing in that daily sauce, that good shit.
Let us know what you're jamming.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the fun part, and that's part of the feedback. Again, this is bonus content for Oh No Radio Show. We have our own URL now because we're freaking special.
Yeah!
OhNoEarful.com.
I love it.
But Ty, this experiment was kind of fun, man. This is our first official, I guess you call it.
The backtracks.
The backtracks, son. 90s. And we made our way through it with some different kind of obscure shit, and I dig that, man.
Me too. I'm now, glad like, it wasn't I'm, the pop
I
central,
I want to go back
man.
And kind of dig.
I like the digs, and you definitely provided me with some. I got to go back. I always talk
the
about my
digs,
homework.
Son.
This is what I call my homework. I go back. I got to listen. I got to hear that album.
That's cool. And, you know, again, we encourage you to do that. We encourage you to just go back and, like, give back to the artist, listen to these songs, and dig deep. Have fun on the discography of things. But thank you. And now we do the tedious
we got that
task
one,
of picking that one track, son.
We got that one last thing.
Oh, wait. Yeah. What am
we
I doing,
that
man?
Thing,
look,
man.
I'm having such a good time. I'm zoning out. I want to end the fucking show. I'm terrible,
you
got to
play that sweet... That sweet song.
You know, we do. I'm already, my sponsor's going to be so fucking pissed off at me that I didn't even consider doing our favorite segment, dude.
Under the covers.
Under the covers.
Yeah. That's right. Who did it better?
Okay, Ty. Again, Ty, he rounds up some pretty good picks for these under the covers, man.
I thought we were both going to do one for a long time.
I
don't know why.
Yeah, I think, you know,
I have been, I get you. It's got to be a quick one-y segment.
I do like it because we did do it before where like we each picked one and it's cool.
That was weird because they coincided, but.
They did strangely coincide. But what do you got for these under the covers?
So I've heard, I knew that they did this back in the day, but Holy Ghost and Friendly Fires did like a little album where they both did a song of each other's,
cool.
instrumental track
sure,
or two.
Sure, yeah, they covered a popular track.
And this happens to be, I believe, Friendly Fires doing a Holy Ghost song called Hold On. And it's a good jam.
Which is a very good jam.
If you don't know Friendly Fires or Holy Ghost, you should go listen to them both because they're fantastic. But this was a fun choice.
Wow.
Dancer butt off.
Putting a lot of Friendly Fires stank on it.
I like to TV talk and advertise. We peddle candy door to door and hold tight. Don't make no plans and don't talk.
It's an admirable cover. It's very admirable.
I hate we gotta cut him. You know, I wish we could jam.
Well, you should go jam that track. That's Hold On, Friendly Fires. Now you gotta compare it to the OG. Which to me,
that little guitar.
Oh, yeah, listen to that. Yeah. Oh.
Tasty.
And hold on. And hold
tight. All right.
But listen, as we always have to do in this segment, is we always have to match it up against the OG.
Which is where, also awesome.
Know, where was it birthed? Well, it was birthed right here, goddammit. This song, this track.
A couple more beats per minute.
This made me fall in love with Holy Ghost, you know, this single.
Dude, was this off the first album? It was? Right?
Oh, yeah, it was off the first album. Hold on. Oh, so good. You know what? Vinyl. I think that vinyl may have survived the fire.
I got that one.
You know, that's
this
what
vinyl sounds awesome, turned up.
It's beautiful. Fat. So this is the OG. This is the originator. This is Holy Ghost, Hold On. You just heard Friendly Fires, but this is the OG. And you can hear where Friendly Fires kind of, they added their little stank to it. But God damn, Holy Ghost. All right. Ugh. Honestly, I'm saying Holy Ghost, man, just because I love the original so much.
I really do, man. That cover is admirable, like you said. It's pretty damn tasty.
But it is tasty. God, this song.
Holy Ghost has to win.
All right, give it to Holy Ghost. Give it to our boys from Brooklyn.
Can't help it. Can we ride it out? Can this be our out? Because I love it.
Why not?
Let it ride it out.
I like that. Why not? This is our out song. So, hey, thanks for listening to this edition of The Earful. This was episode 990s.
The 90s.
Our first ever Backtracks episode of The Earful. But continue to listen. We drop these weekly. You can always find them over at onoearful.com. It's a segment off the Ono Radio Show, onoradioshow.com. But thanks, everybody, for like being part of this crazy musical journey that we're trying, our Frankenstein of sorts of our own little weird podcast.
Thank you very kindly.
Yeah, everybody's been cool. We enjoy the feedback. We really do. We enjoy you as listeners.
And if you're a wrestling fan by chance, we also do a show called Ono Wrestling. Not us, but, you know, they're brothers. And Nobody Cares Go Harder is part of the fam. It's our pod cousin, if you will.
From the Mile High City, Denver.
Indeed. And you can find them at ncgh.podbean.com.
Get on all of that greatness. ONO Radio Show, the ONRS Network has so much good stuff to offer, and that's what we want to continue to do. And we hope to have you on the next episode of The Earful, so keep listening.
Thanks, everybody.
Cheers to those ears.
Lick in them eardrums.
Until our light cuts through the air into the wind.
We hope you enjoyed the music.